Today's episode features a warning for sensitive or younger listeners. While not explicitly graphic, there is stories that tells of violence against humans and against animals. So we do want to warn you out there, if you have any kind of aversion to those things, then take caution when listening to today's episode. Thank you. Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. What's going on? Happy to have you back. Welcome to the next episode of What's Your Weird Story. We have with us today, my co-pilot is one of my best friends in the world, Mr. Adam Beebe.
Barry, we are fortunate to have another return guest, and this return guest is Metis, our very first guest. We're excited to have Metis back because he's a yardstick. He's set the standard, and I think he did an excellent job setting the standard, and I think he helped us out behind the scenes a lot that people don't know with our first recording, because that was almost a year ago before, and it was several months before we even put it out for the world to hear. So he's been very much a great source of help and information, and we really appreciate it, and we're glad to have him back. Metis, how's everything going, dude?
It's going great. Yeah, we got a cat.
Got a cat. I was going to ask. I was going to lead into it. I was going to be like, oh, so I got, you're in a new house. How's that going? Stab you with how's your cat. So.
Yeah, we ended up getting a cat. It was, she was just too cute. And
you cursed yourself. You cursed yourself, man.
Yeah, I did. So great. And she's a jerk, just like I knew she would be.
But cats are jerks that you love, dude. That's just.
Yep. She's cuddly, though. So. There
you go. Awesome. Well, now that we've got that firmly established, and I've thoroughly enjoyed you telling me that. So now that we've got that, I guess we need to get to the titular question and meet us. What's your weird story?
I got a pile of them. Yes. They're not that. Not so much supernatural. One of them is a little more supernatural, but they're just weird things that have happened.
And we love that. We want to, we're broadening the area. Weirdsville is now what we're calling our podcast universe. It's not necessarily original, but it's what it is. It's a perfect name for it because it's a community, and we want to, weird is a big, broad word, and that's, we're glad to get other weird and not just, the ghost in the bump of the night and the lights in the sky stuff. And we love those too, obviously. So,
right. Well, I'd say the first one, happened back in, I want to say it was right around 2001. And what made me think of it is y'all's concert stories from a little while back. Yeah. I lose track of time. But and then you're also your serial killer guest.
Yeah.
Well, neighbor. Serial killer neighbor.
I certainly hope none of our guests have been serial killers. But now I'm trying to think which one would be.
That could be good for ratings, but.
That's true. That'd be very
good. But yeah, we had went to the anger management tour in Charlotte, out of North Carolina, and we stayed at the cheapest hotel we could stay at because we did not want to drive home after the huge concert. There was like 10 of us. Well, I was one of the few that had to actually get up and go to work the next day. So the plan was get up at 6 a.m., drive the 4 hours, you know, be home in time, take a quick shower, and then go. It was like a 4 hour shift. I was part time, you know, 19 years old, working part time at a craft store. So it wasn't, I didn't have to be on top of my game, you know. So,
And anyway. I love the fact that in your 19 year old mind, all of that totally feasible.
Yeah. Concert, get out of the concert at, you know, one, and then go back to the hotel, party for a little while, and then sleep for 2 hours, and then get up and go.
Yeah, and get everybody up to go. Yeah.
So, but we had multiple cars, so only the people who had to go back were going back. So, but anyway, we were in this hotel. We're having a good time. Just having a good time in the hotel, and I'm finally like, okay, people who need to actually go to sleep, you know, come over to room number two. And it's one of those hotels that has the outdoor doors. Like, there's not a hallway. Yeah. You go and, you know, it's the parking lot and then your door, you know.
Yeah.
And we get up. We, you know, put our shirts on. And we're about to head out to the car. And as we open up the door, everybody's pretty much crashed at this point. As we open up the door, like, eight cops are jumping out of their cars, guns drawn. And, you know, we throw our hands up because, you know, we don't know.
You know, we have that's no what you do, of course.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's the proper reaction, I think. So, regardless of the situation, innocent or not, you know what's going on or not.
Cops, bad guys, anybody has a gun drawn, you throw your hands up.
Yeah.
You know? Well, one of the cops pointed, like, right at us and was like, oh, get to your car, go back in the room, right? And we're like, oh, God, what's going on? So we opt to go to the car because we can see what's happening, right?
Oh, man.
So I don't know why we ducked like we were running from getting, you know, fire, but we ducked and we're running to the cars and we get crack open the doors and we're wide awake at this point now, you know, because there's firearms present.
Yeah.
And this is before I really got into firearms. But we look back. And they kick open the door to the room next to ours. And we've got a straight view into the room. And there is just blood everywhere.
Wow.
Both of your eyes just got so big.
Good Lord, man. I was not expecting that.
I was also had just taken a drink and I was not expecting that. And I had to like not choke. I just choked laughing and I really had to not choke. Just with the painted red room.
Yes, it was. I mean, all over the carpet, the walls, the bed, everything, just everywhere. Wow. Like a freaking. Anyway, so we got to go. I want to stay and see what's happening, but at the same time, I kind of want to get the heck out of there. Uh-huh. And we got to get on the road, or we're going to be late to getting back to work. So you know, I get a hold of some people that had stayed later, and they had gotten. You know, woken up by the commotion. And anyway, I talked to him and apparently somebody had gotten murdered in the room next to ours while we were partying.
Oh my God.
And you didn't hear anything?
And no, I mean, we were listening to real loud music you know, I mean, it was after a concert and we were a bunch of teenagers. So,
my Lord.
Yeah, that was my crazy concert story. All my other concerts I've been to have been very mundane, other than the Green Day concert and the lightning storm was pretty awesome.
So did you hear the method of how it happened? It must have been a knife or something, maybe.
I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't a gun because I'm sure we would have heard that. But the cops didn't tell a whole lot.
Okay,
right,
because you know investigations and rules and all that. But one of the people we were with got out of them that somebody had been brutally murdered in the room next to ours.
Jeez, that's scary, dude.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's scary. It's really scary. But if it was like a crime of passion or a drug deal gone wrong, it's like we weren't in any danger.
Yeah.
Unless we happened to see it happening and then you know, who knows? But I mean there was like 10 of us and we were all in our prime, so we would have had to been you know, pretty brave person to take on the group.
Wow.
Yeah, that was our hotel. Well, hotels are crazy. My Aunt Loretta ran multiple hotels over her career. And she said hotel managers and owners, it's guaranteed if you do it long enough, you're going to see some dead bodies.
Oh, really?
Because people go to hotels to kill themselves. They go to hotels, you know, so they don't have to, so their family doesn't have to find them. Things like that.
Right. Wow.
But there's a, she had a story that, and then just weird stuff happens too. Like she said that, which, you know, great podcast for that. Because I was talking to her about it. I was telling y'all about, telling her about y'all's podcast, and she's like, oh, let me tell you some stories. There was a, this one's kind of gross, ties into the first thing we talked about a little bit. There's a man who checked in with his cat, and he, he told the front desk clerk, okay, you know, hey, this is my cat, you know, and it was like, okay, oh, she's real cute, you know, and he was like, yeah, I love my cat. I really love her, and I don't want the cat, the people who clean the room. She's going to be in the bathroom. Do not bother her. You know, I don't care if you don't go clean the bathroom. Just don't bother my cat. I love my cat. She's the love of my life. Right? So after
very concerned for the cat. Yes.
After 3 days in North Carolina, it might have just been in the municipality that she was had the hotel in, but after 3 days, they're legally required to at least open the door and look into the room to make sure there's not a meth lab set up or, you know, things like that.
Of course.
Even if there's no do not disturb sign.
Right.
Well, she opened the door and heard this cat just wailing in the bathroom. And she got curious. And she opened the door and saw something similar, just blood everywhere. Right? Apparently, the man had been, when he said that it was the love of his life, he meant it. He had rented this hotel room to make love to his cat.
No way, dude. Are you serious?
Yes. He went to jail for a long time. Yeah.
And so, was the cat still alive then?
No. They put it down immediately. They had animal control come out. It was on the spot, dead. They were like, the cat was, the rear end was destroyed.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people, man?
I mean, people check into hotel rooms. People are doing stuff like that.
Oh my God. You don't think about that angle in the hotel. You know what I mean? In the hotel.
You think about the people stay. You know, you think about, oh, people, how many people have done it in this bed, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But,
I never sleep with the top comforter sheet on because of that reason. I'm just like, I don't know if that thing ever gets washed, so that goes off. But
exactly.
Oh, man, dude.
There's another one. There was a family went to my aunt and complained and said that the carpets were filthy. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we'll get you into another room, no problem. And the woman went on to explain that the kids got out of the pool, said that they looked fine. The carpets looked fine. But when the kids got out of the pool, they came in and, you know, they plopped down on the floor and they're playing on the floor while they're still kind of wet. And then they had this brown stuff all over them, right? Like from on their arms and their legs, just from being on the carpet. And they're like, your carpets are so dirty. Who knows what that is? And, you know, put her into another room, you know, assured her, blah, blah, blah. Well, my aunt went and looked at the history for that room, looked for, you know, just looked, asked around to people who had worked there longer than her or whatnot. Apparently, that room a couple years ago had somebody kill themselves in it, and the blood had seeped into the under foam on the floor.
Oh my God!
And the floor cleaners, they didn't come out and tear out the carpet. They just ran steamers over it and cleaned it up as best they could.
Oh my God!
But the kids sitting on the carpet, and, you know, while they were wet, brought it up to the surface.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh, that's a nightmare on so many levels.
You know, protocol says you're supposed to change out everything in the room.
Of course. Yeah.
Apparently they did not. They just steamed the carpet, changed the furniture out, cleaned up the walls. Well, when she went in to see, you know, what was going on in this room and look around, they started tearing the room out to get it done. She's like, you know, we're paying for this. We're getting this done.
Yeah.
This room's not going to be rented out until we get it completely redone. When they pulled the bed away from the wall, piece of the man's jaw was still lodged in the wall
behind the bed. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God.
There was a piece of his jaw with a tooth sticking out, still stuck in the wall, and it had been painted over.
Oh my.
What?
Person painting saw this and was, I guess he was just like, not my job.
Oh my Lord, dude. That is disgusting, man. And crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow, man. Dang.
And there's one a little less disgusting, but still kind of weird. There was one more where this man had, he kept telling him, I don't need anybody to come in. You know, my room's clean, blah, blah, blah. He was always clean. He always smelled good. You know, it seemed like and he didn't really leave a lot. He stayed at the hotel. He was like, look, my job has me here working. I'm just working from my room. You know, I will go. And he'd go out occasionally. But when they finally did, he'd stayed there like a month. And I guess the housekeepers just trusted him on his word that he wouldn't do anything bad in there. And they weren't popping in like they were supposed to be. Well, after like a month, they finally went in there. Because something was wrong with the TV or whatever. And the man had beer cans. The entire room, like, he had stacked them, starting in the back corner, and gone all the way up the wall, covered an entire wall with a beer can wall, like, three deep.
Whoa, man.
And pizza boxes, just stacked floor to ceiling, like two or three rows of pizza boxes. He never threw anything away.
Oh, I can kind of respect that, but
that's amazing.
As
an artist, I kind of respect that.
That's a frat guy move there, man.
Art installation.
That's
But the weird part was he really didn't want anybody to come in his room. He really didn't want anybody to come in his room. And at one point, the toilet had clogged up. So he just left it and had been using the tub. And it was very noticeable that he had been using the tub.
Oh, my God.
And since he was using the tub, that's why they had to go in the room. It wasn't the TV. That he had caused a clog underneath the tub.
Wow.
Using the tub instead of having somebody come in and fix the toilet.
That is disgusting, dude.
Yeah, they say, like, if you drive a train for 10 years, you're guaranteed to hit at least one person because people go on the tracks to do things.
Oh, yeah.
And a hotel is kind of the same way. It doesn't matter the class of the hotel. It could be a low class, meth head hotel, or it could be a Ritz-Carlton. Somebody's going to go to that hotel and do something bad.
Wow. Yeah, so, you don't, that's just something you don't really think about, you know?
Mm-mm.
You always think about hotel's a place to get away and, maybe leave your room, not necessarily the cleanest, but, I always try to be respectful. But,
yeah, that's straight up a little bit. Help make sure I'm not going to forget anything because,
Yeah.
At least disassemble my beer can wall.
Yeah.
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 I don't think he was done. I think he would have continued if they hadn't said, look, you got to stay somewhere else after this because you've wrecked our plumbing in this room.
Wow, man. I think the gnarliest hotel room experience I've had is I had a buddy of mine that shit the bed and we're all in the room. He woke up in the morning. He's like, oh no. And he felt so bad about it, man. He left like a $25 tip or something and wrote her a note and said, I'm so sorry. It was disgusting.
We had somebody stay in a hotel with us one time. We were in the hotel for like 3 days. It was like a vacation to go see some family or whatever. And my older brother had a friend whose family wasn't great, so he went on vacation with us. And it was the opposite. He would not shit in the hotel.
Yeah.
Some people
He would get up and go down to the Taco Bell.
Are you serious? So,
wait, what?
Oh my God.
There's a Taco Bell next door. He would get up in the morning, wait till 11 or whatever when they open, get up and go over to the Taco Bell. No, it's a 24-hour one. Because he left in the middle of the night once or twice too. But yeah, he wouldn't use the bathroom with us.
Some people, like, as soon as they leave the home, they will not go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yeah, I used to be like that. Until I got into, one of the main things that helped me get over that fear, whatever, was when I was in a band and had to go tour around. And man, you got to.
Yeah, you're out for 12 hours, and you're eating road food.
And you're eating crap, and you're drinking all sorts of, so like you got to go. And man, you're like, screw it, dude. Yeah, if it's not the iconic, toilet scene from Trainspotting.
Oh God.
Right. Then it's okay.
That's one of the greatest bathroom scenes in the history of cinema, man.
Yep.
And that's a touchstone. That's like, if it's not that bad, then it's okay.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, they've done, those debunker shows have taken swabs off of toilet seats and then off of the door handle for the bathroom. And the door handle's way worse than sitting on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Because people wipe the toilet seat off,
Right. And right.
You're good. Oh, but anyway, enough about toilets and poo.
Well, hold on. This is an opportune time. I got to go take a leak. So real quick. Okay. So, and I've got to remember, there was something that I had. There was one of your stories that made me think of something. And I can't think of what it is now because I've gotten thrown off by all that horror, pure horrors. But yeah, let me take a leak real quick.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got on there.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's brand new. Do you like that? It's one of the official What's Your Weird Story t-shirts.
Where'd you get that?
It's funny that you ask. I just got it off the brand new Spreadshirt.com site for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. There's no www. You just go straight to shop.spreadshirt.com/ what's without the apostrophe, WHATS hyphen YE -weird-story, and that'll take you right there.
I mean, you can never own enough clothing.
Well, that's true, Barry. There's t-shirts for the ladies because, they're cut differently. There's hoodies, which are really cool. There's two different kinds of hoodies, and there's also tote bags, so you can tote your stuff.
That's so cool, man.
So if you guys go out to spreadshirt.com, What's Your Weird Story, through March 16th, you will get a 15% off coupon on any of your purchases, and they're all really good priced, and they're good quality material. Currently, there are two designs, but there will be more going up very soon, so just keep your eyes out for that, and if you decide to get one of their shirts, tag yourself on Instagram to ours or Facebook, show your love, show us what you got, let's see your true colors.
So yeah, I think that's the end of the hotel horror.
All right. Yeah.
Moving on to something a little more supernatural, my wife Phaedra had listened to the first episode, and she's listened to a few others, but she asked if I was going to tell her favorite thing, a ghost story. And we were coming back from Virginia, the first time we ever went up to Virginia Busch Gardens or to see her family. She got some family up there. And it was at night on the way back. And I can't remember the highway. I think it was 13. Anyway, I'm focusing on the wrong part of the story. We're driving through and it's just, soybean fields on either side of the road. You get that a lot in North Carolina. Just wide open space and then a road. Nobody else is on the road at all. And my wife's like, anytime now. And I'm like, anytime now what? And right as I'm saying anytime now what, we hear on the roof of the car. Three knocks.
What?
And I'm like, what? I look up at the roof and I'm like, what the hell was that? And she's like, that's the ghost. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, about every time. And she says, not every time, but it's about every time that she's coming back from Virginia at night, right around that area. She remembers because it's halfway between one town and another town. And she knew about where it was going to happen. And it was just three knocks on the roof of the car. And she said, it's always three knocks on the roof of the car right at that spot.
Damn.
That's bizarre.
And freaked me out. So then we started, telling ghost stories and creepy stuff for the rest of the trip home. But
does anybody else experience that?
Any idea?
Yes, parents have had the same exact thing happen to her and happened to them because I brought it up when we got back to town. I was like, hey, have y'all ever had anything weird happen on, I'm just going to say 13 because I think that's the road it was on. Have y'all ever had anything weird happen on 13 on the way back from Virginia? And they were like, oh yeah, the knocking ghost. up between town and town. I mean, this was years ago. So I don't remember the names of the towns.
You don't hear much about stuff happening while you're in transit.
No, not at all.
And, you know, and I looked, when I heard it, I looked back and, you know, like you can't see much. It's at night. And I looked for anything that could have been like hanging down from power lines or, you know, something like that. That maybe, but I'm like, if that was the case, any diesel that came barreling down, it hit him in the windshield.
Right.
You know, so
wow.
I've actually thought about seeing if I could, people who live around there. Maybe like find them on Facebook and ask, or you know, anything like that.
Golly,
and, man! Yeah, that if it's freaky because it happened twice on the way back from Virginia in the same spot. Because I thought she was messing with me. I didn't know if she knew something. Because my wife will mess with me sometimes.
Yeah,
but she's like, no, this is a legit one. This is a real one.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
So is it always now? Here's another question. Maybe I don't know if you take the same route going up as you did back. But I guess maybe you probably didn't go up at nighttime, so it doesn't matter.
We typically leave when the sun's coming up. If we're going out of town for more than an hour drive, we try to get up and go as soon as the sun's up. Maybe sometimes a little before, just so we have a full day wherever we're going, you know. And we always come back at night, and we always take that same route.
Wow, yeah.
Which I've only gone a couple times.
That's so crazy, man.
Yeah, that was... she's like, I can't believe you didn't tell that one. Yeah, it's like, that's a weird story.
That is a weird
story. Yeah, it is.
And she says that it's happened to her. And like I said, she knew when it was going to happen. So
That is that is amazing.
Because she's gone. We went to see her. It's up to go this direction to see her grandparents. And she's been up there, you know.
Yeah.
Had been up there 100 times. And she's like, it's like almost every time I go, it's on the way back. Man,
that is.
I want to know what the legend is.
Yeah, I know. I want to know more.
Yeah.
I want to know more about that. That's
you know, something happened between, you know, the Vikings landing here and now that's caused this area to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. For real. That's wild, dude.
Or even if there's just like a huge pocket of rare earth magnets underneath that stretch of road and it messes with cars or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man. That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that one was crazy. That's just a little short one. Let's see. What else do I have written down here? I wrote down some ideas that I've been thinking about them with y'all listening to y'all. Oh, yeah. Okay. So back in the house that we lived in when I saw the UFO from the first episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know when this was in relation to that, but my mother was convinced that we had a guardian angel living out in that property with us because of things that happened over the course that we were there. At one point, and it's kind of a preface of why we really think so, there was a tornado barreling straight from our house. You are from Oklahoma. You know tornadoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tornado barreling straight for our house. We were in the cellar, as you do, hanging out, and we had peeked out and we were watching it. We were in our neighbor's cellar because we didn't have one at the time, and this tornado just jumped over our house. I mean, it just, you know, the jump, it just jumped right over, no damage whatsoever, went to the neighbor's house, ripped up their tractor, threw it in the air, you know, but didn't touch anything on our property.
Wow.
And they'll do that, man.
Yeah. They hop. Like, I'm not going to take out that house. I'll take out the ones around it, but not that one.
Barry, you remember how there was one year when we were kids that right out by you, all those houses got hit by a tornado, except for my uncle's geodesic dome that he had.
Yep.
There were two geodesic dome houses in our area, and my uncle lived in one of them, and a tornado came through this neighborhood. And it tore through like almost every single house, except it jumped right over that one geodesic dome my uncle lived in, and it carried on to the next. And that's the thing. Yep. Tornadoes are weird in themselves.
They scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
They scare the crap out of me just because I've seen firsthand the destruction.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Just,
but that was just one, you know, our guardian angel saved our house, you know. Right. Another one was me and my older brother were sitting out in the front yard, and my mom was trying to get her pistol. She was shooting at a rat or something because we had huge rats out in Texas. And she
well, everything's her, bigger in well, Texas.
Absolutely.
That's what you hear.
Including reference the yardstick. No, but anyway, she's trying to get her little 22 pistol to work, and it's not working. And she's naive on gun safety at the time. We're all big on it now, but
did they have gun safety at the time? Was that such a thing? Until
I don't know. I don't know. But she just points, just looks right down the barrel and starts pulling the trigger, trying to figure out why it's not working.
Oh my God.
And she pulled the trigger 5 or 6 times. And she's convinced that the guardian angel had his thumb on the hammer, just keeping it from dropping.
Oh my God.
Wow. And my dad ran over to her and yanked it out of her hands and was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, it's broken. It's not working. And, you know, he explained to her why that was bad. And she's like, "Yeah, I guess that was pretty stupid, huh?" Well, he takes the pistol and points it, you know, off in a safe direction and pulls the trigger, fires immediately.
Wow.
No hesitation.
Oh, my God.
Nothing wrong with it. He didn't flip a safety. He didn't, nothing.
Wow. Oh, man. So,
wow.
Yeah. That is, that's luck doesn't even.
Right.
Doesn't even cover that. That's amazing.
We joke that mom's guardian angel has to work overtime. He gets overtime pay. Because I do some pretty boneheaded stuff, but she's done some pretty boneheaded stuff over the years. But that's not even the story. That's just to give you a preface on why we think there was one. But the main story was that I was sitting out, there's a cornfield across the street. And when there was no corn in it, we were allowed to go, you know, it wasn't planting season, so we could go play in the dirt, you know? And it was just miles, you know, West Texas flat, like we talked about. And I was sitting across there just sitting on a rock, playing, throwing dirt clods, whatever, you know? And my mom comes running out the front door, yelling, and she does this whistle thing where she whistles really loud, puts her fingers in her mouth and whistles really loud. And she did that, and that always, you know, we always immediately look at her. So I looked over at her, and she's yelling, "Get away from him. Come here now. Get him. Come here," right? Yelling at me. I'm like, "Get away from her. Who?" And I get up, and I take a couple of steps, and I look back, and a rattlesnake had just struck where I was sitting.
Oh.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow, how did you, because I'm a good, I don't know, 80 feet away from the house, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, how did you see that snake? Because they're the same color as dirt, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you see that? And she's like, where did he go? And I'm now pointing at the snake, and she's like, oh my God. And, you know, when she goes and gets the 22 and shoots it, and she's like, I didn't see a snake. It's like, I saw a blonde man standing next to you talking to you.
What?
Where did he go? And I'm like,
I just got chills.
Wow.
She's like, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Mom. There was nobody here but me. I thought you were talking about snakes. She's like, no, I saw there was a man, and I ran out to get him away from you because I don't recognize him.
Whoa.
And I turned around, and he's gone.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
That's intense, so, man.
Yeah. So she's like, that was the time I saw your guardian angel.
Wow.
Or my guardian. I don't know whose it was. But
That's crazy,
she
man.
She said it was just a tall blonde man. You know, that's the only description she had because, you know, you don't.
Yeah. So, and, you know.
And, I mean, we lived out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Our closest neighbor was half a mile away. It was a good distance to anybody else. So we knew everybody in a 5 mile radius.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And this was nobody.
Man. So,
and you would notice, a person approach you from any direction out there because.
Within a mile.
Yeah. Within a mile. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's flat. I mean, it's flat. We could see 2 miles. We could see the road that was 2 miles away. People driving, cars driving on it.
And you would notice them leaving as well.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So unless he just had a little hole he jumped in and hid.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him. But she said that he was just a man standing there talking to me.
Man,
but
dude.
As soon as I got up, I heard movement behind me and looked back, and there was a rattlesnake there.
Wow. Wow.
And, we killed it, and I've actually got a picture of me standing and holding the rattlesnake. It's bigger than me. It was, like, taller than I was. Not bigger, you know, because the snake.
And there are tons and tons and tons of rattlesnakes out in that area.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's, we weren't
allowed to
the house without a gun.
Man.
me and my older brother, if we were going out, we had to have the dog with us and a gun with us, unless we were, you know, like I was 80 feet from the house. I wasn't out, you know, out playing somewhere. But we'd go to move some wood to make a fort, and there'd be a snake there, you know.
Yeah,
we'd go to,
yeah.
We had to check for snakes anywhere we went.
Right. That's amazing. That's
something I got to think about now with the new house, because there is water. We got a pond in the back of the property, and I got to worry about snakes now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my three stories there. That's more than that, I guess.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Those are good, dude.
Those are awesome, dude.
Wow. And so amazing to have you back, too, you know. And anybody that's listening to this, if they haven't listened to the first podcast with Midas, we implore you to go back and check that out, because really some awesome stuff. And
yeah, the fact great that
we
stories.
Can, yeah, we reference some of that here, and you can kind of go back and listen to that and get more of an idea of that area. That's, oh, man, crazy.
Yeah, it's a good time if you're a listener, and it's an extremely laid-back interview, quote-unquote. It's just a conversation. Hop on. If you got a weird story, hop on and tell it. It's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah,
we do a lot of off-air laughing, for sure.
Yeah.
As well. And because, you know, we hang out a little bit before and afterwards, and during, you know, just shooting the snakes.
Yeah.
Shooting the shit. Barry, what do you think that people find the most far-fetched? Ghost stories or aliens as being the more unbelievable?
I would say aliens.
You know, I would agree with that probably too, because I think with ghosts, there's a part of the belief system that is abound throughout the world, and we want to have some kind of assurance of some form of life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with aliens, it's unknown for sure. It's completely unknown. We have only our imagination. We don't have a lot of universal stories that we agree upon that these things exist, maybe.
To believe in aliens is to believe that we are not the sole existence of this world, which goes against a lot of belief systems.
It definitely does. But you know, the great thing about what we're doing here is we are open to all your stories about ghosts or aliens or anything in between or anything outside of. We're not here to judge. We're here to just talk. And to share. And we don't want you to think you're crazy, because you're not. So yeah, awesome, dude. Well, meet us. If you got more, let's hear it. If not,
let's see. I had a weird connection with a buddy of mine, Rick. Like, we'd be playing video. He had his computer in my room when we were in college, and we had like 12 computers in the house. You know, everybody was tripled up, quadrupled up.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there one time, and it was just me and him. Actually, this will tie into another one too. It was just me and him sitting there, and we were both playing Counter-Strike, you know, just a shoot 'em up game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it was, but I thought to myself something, and then I said it out loud, like, you know, I wonder what happens if I shoot this chicken, because it was like a new map and there's a chicken sitting over there. And sometimes if you do something weird in a game, it'll give you a little Easter egg, you know?
Right.
So, and I know I didn't say it, right? And he's like, oh, it doesn't do nothing. And I'm like, what? And he's like, if you shoot the chicken, it doesn't do nothing. And I'm like, I didn't. What are you talking about? He's like, you said, what happens if I shoot the chicken? And I was like, dude, I had a cigarette in my mouth. I was puffing on a cigarette when I thought that. And he's like, well, I can hear you think then. So, and we started talking more and more about it. And me and Rick, when we played Smash Brothers against each other, it would always come down to us two, and everybody loved watching us battle, because it was like we knew what each other were about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the more we talked, the more we found that we could kind of read each other's minds.
Yeah. Right.
Like, not on a conscious, like, I'm doing this when I want to level, but on like a, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And it turns out we got to talking, and both of us have a Cherokee ancestry, going back a little while. So I don't know if we have some family line and there's some kind of brainwave thing going on there, or if it was just coincidence. And, you know, all this is just.
Well, you know, I mean, when you hang out with people.
A lot.
You know, and especially if you're friends, you know, you like the person. But you do tend to, like, you pick up on each other's behavior patterns. But there's also that thing, and, you know, like, where people are always talking, you know, like, you know, where you finish each other's sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And there's maybe there's some kind of low level mental connection, mental psychic connection that we can't really.
Yeah, and I mean, it wouldn't even have to be mystical or anything, because your brain puts out waves. They can measure your brain waves, and your brain picks up on things that you don't consciously pick up on. Right. So who's to say that, you know, I'm not broadcasting and he's receiving, you know?
Right.
So,
you're attuned to each other, and that's probably, I mean, I'm sure you and your wife have conversations where you don't have to finish sentences. You don't even have to maybe say stuff. You know, you've got, you know, and not even like nonverbal communication, but just like, you know, where you don't even have, you're on the same page. You know, we always say that you're on the same page. Yep. You're on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. And then there you go. And that is very much.
And I mean, there are things like, you know, you have connections to, I believe you have connections to people, and they can be deep. Like, like my mother. And my mom has a very, I feel like she's got a very in tune with other things, like non-material things. And she doesn't want to be. She just picks up on things. And I was in a car accident one night, and she called me 5 minutes after the car accident and asked if I was okay. We had only called the cops.
Wow.
And she said that she got woke up 5 minutes ago. She just woke up terrified, like something was wrong with one of her kids.
Wow.
So she called my little brother first and then called me. No, she didn't go call my little brother's living at the home. So she went and checked on him and then called me right after that and was like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we're all right. I'm a little sore." And she's like, "What happened?" You know, and I told her I just got in a car accident.
Wow.
And she woke up with that.
That's crazy.
And there's other things, like she'll have a terrible dream about one of us and something's happening to the other one of us, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
She almost never is thinking of the right kid when she has one of these bad dreams or premonitions or whatever you want to call it. But she's, and like I said, she saw some dude talking to me, and that was a way to get her to yell at me and get me to come to her. You know?
Yeah.
She's got something going on. Yeah. I don't know if they say mother's intuition, but that's a real thing in my experience.
Sure. Wow. Intense.
But, Rick said that when we had gotten that car wreck, because we called him to have somebody come get us, you know, or to tell everybody what was going on, because we were going out to buy a video game or borrow a video game from somebody. And that's why we were out in the middle of the night. And we were like, "Hey, we're not going to be back for a while. You know, we got in a wreck." And he's like, "Yeah, I had a bad feeling about, you know, like something bad was happening. I don't know." Like, and this is Rick. This is the guy that I had the, that's what I was saying. It ties in a little later.
Yeah.
He had a bad feeling too.
Yeah.
And you have connections, but on a lighter note, my wife was talking about, cause I told her I was coming back on the show, and she was talking about how she has dreams that are like the opposite of what's going to happen sometimes. Basically, if she has a dream that someone's going to die, that means that somebody's pregnant. Like somebody we know.
Wow.
If she has a dream that somebody's pregnant, then somebody has either died or is about to.
Wow.
And so she gets really horrified if she has one. That's
interesting.
She's okay with having bad dreams.
Because the opposite. So, because like when my brother found out that his girlfriend was pregnant, she had just had a dream that somebody had died.
Yeah. You're okay.
And the having talking telepathically.
Yeah. Right. cool. All right. Well, we had we got diverted and we had a little bit of computer issues here, but now we're back on track. So, so was there anything else that you had had for us, man?
No. As I listen to more episodes, I'm sure more stuff is going to come to mind because I've had a long and storied life of weird stuff happening. So
you're a great storyteller, and I've known that. I've known you for several years now, and I've known that you and your group of friends there that you grew up with. There's just so many amazing stories, and we'll have to get some of those. We'll have to get Jimmy on here sometime.
Just a lot of them don't fit into the weird. They fit good stories.
We might just have to have you and Jimmy and some others on to just tell a good story sometime as a special bonus episode or something.
Right. Because,
man, they're so good. They're so good. I just, you know.
And they're 98% true, Barry.
Yeah. 98%.
That's what's
And you'll important. Say, you'll say there's no way that actually happened. And it did. Adam can attest. The group that I hang with,
That's awesome.
It all happened.
Awesome. I know on Midas has probably saved each and every single one of their lives.
Yes. At least
several
once.
Times.
At least once.
Yeah. By just being there and sticking his trunk like arm out to grab someone before they fell out of a roller coaster. That is one, actually.
That's one of them, yep.
Yeah,
it didn't lock down. The seat harness didn't lock down, and it came flying up.
Oh, wow.
And I reached up and grabbed my buddy as we went upside down and pulled him back into the seat.
Oh, man. That's exciting. That's an exciting ride, man.
It was fun.
Wow. Amazing, man. Yeah, well, thank you so much, man, for coming back on again. And
it's a blast. I have a good time every time.
Thank you, man. Yeah, the door is always open for you to come back anytime you want, man.
Awesome. And like I said, other people listening, if you've got a story, it's a good time. Come on here and tell it. And there's a lot of back and forth before and after and stuff that gets cut out of the middle sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes there's
right.
Beatus was gracious enough to post on Reddit for us, trying to get us some people to respond to there. Actually, I had one guy respond, but he just never followed through. And I wrote back to him, but he never followed through. So, but that happens.
That's your typical Reddit user,
right?
So, but you know, hey, we appreciate you being supportive of the podcast and on behind the scenes as well as like we've had technical stuff that we've come to you with and you've given us some good advice. We always appreciate it. And just being a friend of the podcast.
Yeah. Awesome.
And thanks again for coming and joining us, and we'll figure out some way to get all those other great stories out of you.
Yeah. And, figure out, cause they're not weird. They're just, you know,
They're weird in the aspect of some of them are completely unbelievable, but that are true. So we'll figure something out. We'll figure something
right.
out. So stay tuned for those. So cool. Well, Midas, thanks again. You have a good one, man. And we are looking forward to hearing from you once again in the future.
Awesome. We'll see y'all later.
All right, take care. Hey Barry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a goat sucker?
What?
Goat sucker. Chupacabra.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen one personally, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, me too. If anybody's got a goat sucking story, wait, if you got a goat sucker story, we want to hear it. If you got a Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. If you got a Loch Ness Monster story, or a Lake Champlain story, or Ogopogo story, or an Oingo Boingo story, wait, that was an 80s band. Anyway, you got a weird cryptid story, we want to hear it.
I didn't even know what a cryptid was, man.
Yeah, dude, cryptids. They're like the animals that haven't been necessarily proven by science. They're the ones on the edge. You know, they're not necessarily known animals, but they're known animals. We don't have the bodies or anything like that. So they're kind of like half myth, half story, based in reality, but still in that weird mystery area that we don't know about yet. Cryptids are fun. Well, damn, dude. Well, damn. Minas comes in again with just a whole smorgasbord of stories, of variety, as always. And I love it that he always, like, remembers something as he's telling the stories. About, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's another thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And this was, like, there was a lot of brutality in this. Yeah. But there's also some really genuinely funny moments and stuff. There at the end with his mom's story.
It's like how much weird shit can happen to one guy, man. You know?
I know, right?
And
it plays it off as everything's just...
Right.
That's just how it is, man.
Yeah, you know? For sure. I mean, the hotel story about the murder that they woke up to is pretty incredible. I mean, I've had something, you know, similar to that, although that is definitely a lot more than what I experienced. But, you know, you just don't think about those kinds of things. And that, you know, kind of leading into what these people that work at hotels are up against, you know, when you're a passerby and you stay at a hotel, you're not really thinking too much about all the weird shit that these people must see. But it's kind of neat and weird to put yourself in the shoes of somebody like that. You know what I mean?
For real, dude. For real, man. You know, like, humanity is just, when you get out of your own house and you just, you know, I don't know, it's just amazing what people do, you know, and will leave behind and will just, what they're capable of. And it's not all bad. It's not all bad. It's just that we heard about some really, really bad things.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we heard some really great things. We heard the stuff with his mom and their guardian angel, you know?
Yeah.
And now his mom just looking down a barrel.
Like, yeah, that's hilarious. Thank God nothing happened, man.
Oh, for but real,
yeah.
dude. For
yeah,
real.
It's,
and how and the literal guardian angel, where she saw the, you know, what sounds like, you know, the angelic person, I guess, whatever, out there behind him while he played.
Right.
Seeing I was gonna hit by his,
yeah,
dude. That's
crazy.
That's
crazy,
dude.
But one of the crazier stories is about the ghost story about the knocking on the roof of the car. I want to go to where that is, and I want to travel that highway. You know?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah.
That is just amazing that it's happened so many times. It's so weird, man.
Yeah. That and how predictable it was.
Yeah. So crazy, man.
Just. Yeah, dude. Just, crazy. Yeah, man. I wish.
If anybody out there has, like, they know about that or they've heard stories about that highway or whatever, man, please let us know, man. I'd be curious.
Any other kind of local legends or anything like that, even if, you know, you haven't experienced it, you know, write a sentence. You know, I remember stories about a light in the cemetery that was out in the country, I want to say near Dover. Vaguely hearing some story about lights in the cemetery where, you know, and they were supposed to be like lights of the car, somebody died in a car wreck or something like that. And in all likelihood, it was just probably the lights of your own car driving down the road, hitting the, you know, a tombstone, but still, you know, it's just, we want to hear that kind of stuff. You know, if you got stories like that in your area, you know, hey man, let's hear it. Let's, you know, if you went looking for the ghost lights or, you know, I know that there's out in where I went to college in Greenville, North Carolina. There was an area, the Pactolus lights, and people would go out and look for these ghost train or something like that. Some kind of lights out in the country somewhere.
Wow.
I never knew where it was, but you know, I knew people that would go out and do it. You know, go hunt, try hunting it out, and nobody ever found anything. But still, that's just a cool story to hear. So if you got anything like that, let us know.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And again, thanks to Midas for spending some time with us and telling these weird stories, man. I mean, it's just, he's got lots of them. And, you know, we appreciate him, you know, getting in touch again and coming back in and helping us out, you know?
Yeah, he's been a big help since pre-day one, and we owe a lot to him, so we thank him for coming back on and for contacting us again. And he contacts us, you know, again through the Facebook page, and you can join us there, you know, you can follow us there, you can shoot us messages there, you can call us on the What's Your Weird Story hotline It's 513-909-9821. I've been really, really good about the past few weeks about remembering to get that out there so that people can call it in. So hopefully we'll have some people calling in on that. You can shoot us an email. What's your weird email at gmail.com? And that's WHATSYERWEIRDEMAIL@gmail.com. Yeah, send us there or through our Twitter, which is What's Your Weird at Twitter or at Twitter, What's Your Weird. You know the Twitter thing. You know how that goes. But contact us there. We're trying to get better at that. And, of course, through our Instagram, which I am pretty good at. And I do talk to some people through there. So, you know, just, hey, shoot us a message. Just say, hey, thanks for, you know, whatever. Or, you know, I enjoyed this show. Or if you have questions, you know, we want to hear back from you guys. We want this to be, I mean, it's an interactive show. You know, we want to hear back from you guys and get more going on. And if you have questions, you can, you know, send us there. You know, of course, we want to hear your stories. So, you know, contact us about that. And, you know, just thanks for being a part of us. Thanks for, you know, giving us the responses that we get and the stories that we hear and just being part of Weirdsville. And just, you know, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. Well, hey, Barry's got to go make some coffee or beer or something. He's got to go brew something. So just remember, be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.